This month's audiophile unwraps new CDs from a simple singer-songwriter and a queer community choir.
I live out in the mountains in east of Arcata, California. That's about 300 miles northeast of San Francisco. And we don't have electricity out here where we live. It's really be very costly to get it in. They'd have to put poles and things. And so we use, for light at night, we use candles. We can make candles in our, you know, in our sleep practically. And the we part of that is my companion, Julie Palmer, and she designed the album cover, by the way. And
songwriter Harry Wallace. Hello and welcome to Audiophile. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm Pam Marshall. What is so remarkable about Carrie Wallace is not only her musical style, but the manner in which she recorded her self-produced work entitled Resolution to the Third.
We bought this land, we built our own cabin, and a few years back, we got some solar panels. So I purchased a Fostex machine. It's a four-track recorder. And we had the obligatory Volkswagen, dead Volkswagen van out in the land here, using it as a storage shed. And we converted it into a studio. And that's where I recorded all the music in the album, Resolution 2 the Third. I went and rented a quadreverb reverb machine, and we plugged that in, and I had to hook it up to the car as well, and then it was a really sunny day, fortunately, but I would have to turn the car on between mix downs, so I had this cassette player and the reverb, which enabled me to add the equalization and, you know, chorus and things like that to enhance it, make it sound a little better than just in a van, and went ahead and mixed it down all in one day, so that's the story of pretty much how I recorded it.
Saturday morning, maybe a car. I took it outside, looked up the sky. I heard a noise, turned around, and standing there was a big black bear. He was staring at me, he must have been 10 feet high.
That's actually the only blues song on the album. I have a variety of different songs, but inspiration-wise, that was definitely inspired by an actual bear. In the song, I resolved the problem rather quickly, but actually that bear kind of gave us quite a few scares over the months. He just kept coming back for more.
Both Wallace's life and work are truly off the beaten path. But however uncomplicated her life may be, the texture and depth of the music she creates is unmistakable. We look forward to more from the mountains of Northern California.
From the city of Sydney, Australia comes the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Choir, a group of men and women whose CD, Never Turning Back, includes music from the 16th century as well as more contemporary musical styles.
Brother Ducky, you're the one. You make my time lots of fun. Brother Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Oh, no, the old. Brother Ducky, joy of joys, when I squeeze you, you make noise. Brother Ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true.
The choir gained prominence in 1992 when, despite its very public refusal to change its name, the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Choir won the Australian National Open Choral Championships.
The choir has gone on to perform at numerous benefits, at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival, and before former UN Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali and other heads of state at the 1995 Conference on Global Cultural Diversity.
The men and women of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Choir are outstanding musical ambassadors for Sydney, for Australia, and for gay and lesbian people everywhere.
That does it for this edition of Audiophile. We hope you've enjoyed our musical selections. I'm Pam Marshall.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.